isn't.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global bucket. Here comes Gigant. Here comes Gigant.
Gigant's making the play around Sweden.
Yes.
Jesse Gigant.
Yes.
To the line.
Yes.
And it is.
Yes.
Jesse Gigant. Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Clemson baseball takes the Citadel 9-3 to complete the Charleston sweep. Softball wins at Western Carolina. Miami of Ohio upsets SMU. Prairie View takes down Lehigh. 16 first-round games in the NCAA tournament, including Greenville today. A busy Thursday show, so let's go. Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, March the 19th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. No guests. It is college basketball, March Madness Day. We can talk some Clemson baseball, some Clemson softball, some college baseball from last night. Obviously, the NCAA tournament from last night. But as the NCAA tournament hits Greenville today, this is a show just going to talk brackets, man. We're going to talk a lot about every game and every player and every coach and every line and every TV and every announcer and every deal there. Because as I'm bringing Sam Jones, good morning, sir. How are
good
you
morning.
Doing?
I am good.
Great. You have made the claim, and I'm not sure I agree with you, but I can be talked into. I understand it, but not for me personally. But you're saying that today and tomorrow are the single best 2 days in the sports calendar?
I think it's pretty hard to argue with it. You have basketball on today at a high level with stakes, and everybody has a rooting interest in every game, whether you care about the two teams or not. From 12:15, yeah, from 12:15 until 12:15 tonight when that Idaho-Houston game ends.
Right.
I find it hard to do much better than the next 2 days of basketball.
If you're a basketball guy, which you are. Basketball is your favorite deal.
That is the prerequisite. Yes, you have to like the sport.
Yeah. I have a little bit different take. Even if you're a basketball dude, I think next Thursday and Friday are better.
I could agree to that too. I lump them into 3 weeks. Yeah. I lump the end of conference tournament week, these 4 days here in round one and two, and then the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. The Sweet 16 is when you'll get the best basketball.
That's right. That's right. Because look, we got 16 games today, and 10 of the 16 are double digit lines.
Yeah, there will be a few bums today.
Right.
But that's okay, because when a bum game ends, there will be a 6-11 game starting or something like that.
Yeah.
Next week is good.
The one great thing, when I was a kid, first of all, 32 teams rather than 64. I know that sounds crazy, huh? But even when it was 64, we started games at noon. We started games at like 3. We started games at 7. Started games at 9 or 10, whatever. And they would all be ending at the same time. One of the most brilliant things we've done is we've staggered the starting times. And now games can end. And really the closest we have 25 minutes in there. There's a 15-minute tonight. Well, it's actually a 10-minute tonight as well. But the point is, you can watch 10 minutes. If the games all play out, you know, close to you know, the same amount of times, which they don't always, but you get at least 10 minutes of every game.
You can watch them all.
Finishing. Yep. Starting and finishing, if you'd like.
That is one of the things that sets this tournament apart. You never miss the end of a game.
Right.
And you have the little ticker in the top right.
And you know which one
turns
it.
And you know exactly what to turn to, where to turn to it, and where it's at. And to CBS's credit and to True TV and TNT and all them, they have realized, which is something that many sports and many networks don't realize, when they have a good thing and they don't change it. You've got the same announcers for the most part. You've got the same scoreboard. You've got the same tickers. You've got the same thing up in the top right corner telling you all the scores. And you know it's going to be there, and it's going to be there every year. And they don't change it because it works. And you and I talked about this last week. Do stuff for the fans. The fans love it. So why would you change it?
I heard a great line the other day, and it was from a golf rep for Strixon. I told you I'm a Strixon iron guy now. I love my new irons. And he said that too many golf companies try to come out with new products every single year, and they mess it up. He said at Strixon, they know they got a great product. He said, we dress it up. We make a little cosmetic change here or there. We make a slight little change. He goes, we dress it up. We don't mess it up. And so we've done that with the NCAA tournament. And CBS and True TV and TNT and TBS and the announcing crews and all that, they can dress it up. They don't mess it up. And it is a fan's paradise. It is another example of give the fans what they want. I'm glad you mentioned it that way. Give the fans what they want. We want this. We love this. Now, the bracket stuff, I will tell you that normally a 13.5-point spread between Troy and Nebraska might not be all that interesting.
But you're going to be there today.
But you have buddies who pick Troy.
And you know that game's probably going to be closer than 13.5 at some point. Exactly. You care about every game in this schedule.
Right.
And you have no involvement in 63 of the teams.
That's right. That's right. Now, with that said, get into our bracket contest. You have until noon today to get into the bracket contest, the bracket challenge.
I joined last night. Hopefully better than last year.
I think I've done my picks. Do you have to save them? I don't know if I saved them. I have to go back and see.
You got to save them. But it takes like 30 seconds if you didn't save them.
So. All right. I'll go back and see see what mine looked like. So anyway, looking forward to doing that bracket challenge, keeping up with it. I was not as chalky as I thought. We'll go over your picks, my picks. We'll go over here's what we're going to do today. We'll tell you the TV times. We'll tell you the seeds. Gonna tell you the lines. Gonna tell you the venues. Gonna tell you the spreads. Gonna tell you the ticket prices. So we're into it.
This is like Christmas for me. It's like Christmas morning.
I knew when I looked at the schedule, and I said, I have Sam Jones. By the way, my son always says, "Why do you call him Sam Jones? Why don't you call him Sam?" I said, I don't know. It's the official Sam Jones. I don't know. But he goes, "Dad, you could just call him Sam." My son thinks you hung the moon when you weren't there on Monday night. And another thing, when I heard you're hosting the show, I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't get to hear all his picks. I didn't get to hear all his data, all his analytics. I can't wait.
I've been nerding out all week.
Oh, man. But my son says, Dad, he was distraught. I don't get to play rock, paper, scissors.
Yep.
My guy's not here. Anyway, with that said.
Did he play with Clanton?
Clanton and Faxon and Quark and Ben.
I'm assuming he beat Faxon.
Faxon beat.